Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned that we were going to continue the discussion that we started last night, and of course we'll recap for you, on Ron Paul. He's making a splash in the internet world. The news media is doing their best to ignore him.
They're trying.
And it's going to get more difficult, more and more difficult for them to ignore Ron Paul because his message is pretty infectious. It's something that Americans haven't heard in a long time and need to hear again. He's generally got a message of liberty and smaller government and principle, except when it comes to immigration. And that's why I want to talk about this, because it concerns me quite a bit. It's going to be the main focus of my line of questioning when I finally get him on the show. And I want to make sure that I understand completely where he's coming from. Because as I'm reading his six-point plan on his website, ronpaul2008.com, it's kind of scaring me. Because you think that somebody who understands the principle of non-initiation of force, as Ron Paul should, he was a libertarian presidential candidate in 1988. He's got some libertarian credentials that run longer than all three of ours combined. So there's no doubt this guy is a liberty-minded person, which leads me to the question of why on earth would point number one in his six-point plan be to physically secure our borders and coastlines? He then says we must do whatever it takes to control entry into our country before we undertake complicated immigration reform proposals. So it sounds like he's saying we must lock down the border before we get rid of welfare, before we do all these other things that he's going to propose here in a moment. And hello, Ron, you can't do this. It's going to be a huge boondoggle. The wall is just a silly, bad idea, and it's going to cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the enforcement regime is just going to mean that you're going to have to put more bureaucrats down on the border, which just means the criminals will have to buy off more bureaucrats.
Right.
That's all.
You know,
won't change anything.
I think the way I see it is, if he does in fact get rid of welfare, and if he becomes president, he will go a long way to doing that.
Yeah.
That will keep out the freeloaders. Right?
Sure will.
I mean, there's three kinds of, that I can figure out, there's three kinds of people that come across the border.
What's the third? I think
there's two. Freeloaders, and there's hardworking people that want to pursue freedom in a, free country, quote-unquote free country. And the third are, I haven't seen too many of them in existence, but I'm sure they must be out there, bloodthirsty, terrorists that are bent on destroying us because of the freedoms that we represent around the world. They hate us. They hate our religion. They hate our lifestyle. They hate everything about us. That person could very well be sneaking across the border. I say that the things that Ron Paul is proposing eliminates two of the three of those people. Mm-hmm. Number one is the freeloaders eliminated by getting rid of welfare and making it so the hospitals don't have to give free care to patients and all that other stuff.
And ending the war in Iraq.
Ending the war in Iraq, ending, bringing all our troops back onto United States soil will handle the bloodthirsty terrorist issue. I swear it will. Maybe not that day, but it will handle it. And all the terrorists that we've dealt with so far here in the United States have not been illegal.
That's true. And one thing's for sure, putting up a wall and increasing security in the border is not going to stop those bloodthirsty people from coming through, should they be determined enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. I mean, you can't stop drugs. Therefore, you can't stop immigrants. You cannot prohibit people, just like you can't prohibit products, and you can't prohibit services. Number two, he says, enforce visa rules. Immigration officials must track visa holders and deport anyone who overstays their visa or otherwise violates U.S. law. This is especially important when we recall that a number of 9/11 terrorists had expired visas. So here he is trying to sound like, and he'll do it again, he's trying to sound like a law and order guy, which, that plays well to the Republican crowd. So I once again really wonder, does Ron Paul really feel this way, or is he pandering to the base, the Republican base?
He's got to know that it's not possible even to expel everyone who's overstayed their visa or is illegal. And we're talking in the millions of people, which would require a police state to actually crack down. And he's got to know that that's not possible.
And why did we give somebody a visa if we don't want them here? I mean, if this person is bad, why did we give them a visa? Mm-hmm. Why would we allow someone to visit or to work here for 6 months or whatever kind of visa they managed to get?
Well, he's not saying they're bad. He's just saying enforce the rules.
I understand.
It's like those people that say you should enforce the existing gun laws, like the NRA, this so-called gun freedom organization.
Right.
We should enforce the existing 20,000 gun laws because that's freedom. What are you talking about? Those laws are asinine, and so are the immigration laws. The immigration laws that cost these immigrants thousands of dollars in many cases just to even come here to try to make a living for themselves. Just it costs them hours of their time filling out government paperwork, hiring immigration lawyers to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's crossed. And then after 4 or 5 years of waiting, they discover that the bureaucrats have, oops, lost their paperwork. This is what we should be enforcing? Number 3, no amnesty. Estimates suggest that 10 to 20 million people are in our country illegally. That's a lot of people to reward for breaking our laws. Now, the definition of amnesty in this case is that they would be allowed to stay because they're here and sort of grandfathered into the system, right? I mean, what's the other option, Ron, to eject 10 to 20 million important people in our economy? These people have jobs. These people are functioning. Well, most of them do.
Some of them, but some of them are the freeloaders that we were talking about.
I don't think it's more than 10%.
I understand what you're saying. I don't know what the percentages of freeloaders are. I don't propose to know what the percentages of freeloaders are. I know that if you want certain behavior, you incentivize that behavior. Okay?
Right.
We have incentivized freeloaders to come to this country.
We've incentivized freeloaders in this country.
If we de-incentivize freeloaders, we will likely lose the freeloaders either to their home country
or start working.
Canada.
Or they'll become non-freeloaders and start contributing.
Right. One of those things will happen.
But actually ejecting these people from the country is a task and impossibility.
Yeah, and plus we've seen the few hundred that they have when they do these raids, and they leave the children behind without their parents.
It happens.
Stuck in the hands of babysitters and daycare centers to do who knows what with these kids.
Some of them come from home from school finding their parents are gone, and what are they supposed to do? I guess we have to, taxpayers are supposed to take care of them for forever.
Great, well, just what we need.
So number 4, he says, no welfare for illegal aliens, and I don't understand why he doesn't take it to the next step. I mean, the no welfare viewpoint would sell very well to the Republican core.
Right. Get rid of welfare for not only illegal aliens, but legal aliens and American citizens.
Right. He doesn't take that step here. Maybe he does on another one of his issues because this is the page about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, Americans have welcomed immigrants who seek opportunity, work hard, and play by the rules. But taxpayers should not pay for illegal immigrants who use hospitals, clinics, schools, roads, and social services. Okay. I agree with that, but I also agree that welfare entirely should go away and all charity should take its place. Voluntary charity. Number 5, end birthright citizenship. As long as illegal immigrants know their children born here will be citizens, the incentive to enter the U.S. illegally will remain strong.
Oh, so what about my children?
Well, I guess if you're already a citizen...
Oh, he has a new rule for citizenship and people born here. You know, we've managed to make it hundreds of years, 200-plus years in this country by giving citizenship to people who were, that were born on this soil. I don't see why that's something that we would have to change. I really don't see...
Especially if welfare goes away, who cares?
I really don't see much point in citizenship at all, except for perhaps voting purposes.
I didn't have to show proof that I was a citizen I guess I showed my driver's license, so that probably wasn't.
You know, I know there's a lot of people who try to get dual citizenship for their kids and stuff just because they're afraid of the draft coming back and stuff. I know that my parents always wished that I had a dual citizenship because they were afraid of the draft. My dad had to skip the draft and stuff, so...
You know, I think that if the draft, and this is a whole separate issue, but I think if the draft were to come back... it'd be more difficult to get to Canada. I presume that's where they would have wanted you to have the dual citizenship. And that's a process that's very difficult to attain. I think that you're going to see a huge backlash if they actually do bring back the draft. People were pretty pissed off about the draft in the 70s, and I don't think that anger is going to go away.
I completely agree.
So I would just say no to the draft. Then there is point number 6, where he says that they should pass true immigration reform. We'll find out what he means by that. Coming up here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Ron Paul's most disappointing and, albeit, I would say, a little bit frightening issue. His position on immigration. We'll continue your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. We all know SPF's a must for sun worshippers everywhere, but there's someone else in your life who needs a new pair of shades. When I come back, I'll shed some light on the matter. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. We avoid the sun's damaging rays by using sunblock to protect our skin. But how's your family car taking in the heat? Summer's oven-like temperatures can crack vehicles' vinyl and leather, fade cloth, bake foam padding, and crack or discolor paint. But don't smear on SPF 45. Try these tips. Park in the shade and use sunshades or reflectors in windshields and rear windows. Also, try vent visors that allow you to crack windows, rain or shine, which reduces cabin temperature. My favorite beat-the-heat solution? A car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Cool. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts await you. Over 1,400 people interacting. All for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We're doing a little bit of critique on the Ron Paul campaign. Generally, I'm in favor of the guy. I'm glad he's in the race. I think he's doing a very valuable service to the pro-freedom movement. But at the same time, that's negated a little bit by one particular entry on his website. It's the Border Security and Immigration Reform section at ronpaul2008.com. We're going over it step by step here. He's got a six-point plan, which involves a lot of really anti-liberty ideas, like locking down the border and enforcing existing law, which would mean, of course, continuing to raid businesses and doing many of the things that they're doing already. And it's weird, too, looking at this, because if you look at the rest of his website, right beneath the immigration reform issue is privacy and personal liberty. Or if you go in there and you look at that, he goes off on how important privacy is, and the real ID, this federal national ID plan, is a huge threat to your individual liberty and your privacy. And he attacks the Patriot Act once again, for invading people's privacy and allowing the government to get larger and more intrusive. And I completely agree with all that. So how is it that he can have such contradictory viewpoints? You're supposed to be a man of principle, Ron, and if you understand that the Real ID is a big issue with privacy and the Patriot Act is an invasion of privacy, why don't you understand that all your immigration proposals are going to result in the exact same things?
Well, I don't know that his immigration proposals are necessarily going to result in further destruction of freedom that we already have. I think that you could implement them in a fashion that would not further destroy the freedom that we have, around America.
Right, because government is so good at doing that sort of thing.
The evidence is the contrary.
The final step, number six, pass true immigration reform, he says. The current system is incoherent and unfair, but current reform proposals would allow up to 60 million more immigrants into our country, according to the Heritage Foundation. He says this is insanity. Why? Why is that insanity? Can anyone answer that?
The only way I can think of is something like 80% of Americans feel that way, and he's trying to get broad support.
That's got
to
be what this
80
is.
80 plus.
Because, I'm sorry, Ron, you don't really think that there's an overpopulation problem, do you? Look at the middle of America. There's nothing there. 97 or 96% of America is completely uninhabited. Most people live in urban centrals, and there's just a lot of room for growth. The fact is, 60 million? We can handle that. We can handle 600 million if necessary. It's not all going to happen overnight. It's not like all those people are going to come here in 1 week's time.
I think that, if I was running for president, this would not be the issue that I would try to educate the American people on. I would either find an issue that they were...
Immigration or overpopulation?
Immigration.
Okay.
Overpopulation to some extent is twisted up in there, but it's certainly not the big problem that immigration is. The big problem that immigration is protectionism on jobs, a certain level of bigotry, all that other stuff goes in there. And I would not use this as my issue to stand firm. I propose that we do away with border security and, oh, God, I mean, they'd stone you. you wouldn't even get any time. I mean, that would be it.
Legal immigrants, he says, from all countries should face the same rules and waiting periods. Okay, I understand. That's kind of a blanket statement, like, okay, if you're going to have rules, then they should be uniform across the board. You shouldn't get preference from coming from one country versus another. But what sort of rules and waiting periods would you like, Ron? I mean, he says he wants to pass true immigration reform. What's appropriate? And beyond that, why in a free country is it even okay for some arbitrary bureaucrat sitting in an office in Washington, D.C. to have say-so over whether or not I, as an immigrant, can actually come here to make a better life for myself? Who gives them the authority?
I would concur with you on all this, but I can listen to his planks, and clearly I've drank the Ron Paul Kool-Aid. I can listen to his proposals and come up with things that are, I can hear that he would either not grow the government in this particular area, or he, true immigration reform, Sounds to me like he could very well do away with the INS entirely.
Sounds to me like anything could be... could
anything.
Be.
It absolutely means anything. But, Ian, how are you ever, ever going to get any press, become the President of the United States, do anything by having a pro-immigration platform?
I agree with you. It's political, probably political suicide to take the positions that Free Talk Live is, but... You know, the fact is, the guy's going to take some pretty radical positions anyway.
I just
advocating the abolishment of the IRS, and if someone asks him a question,
people don't love the IRS.
He doesn't
though.
Mention the war on drugs on his website, but if he gets asked a question about it, I'm betting he's going to take a libertarian position on that too. That could damage his constituency amongst the Republicans.
I don't know. I mean, it could damage it, but it wouldn't damage it to the extent people, to the extent that they are anti-immigrant. Right now, Americans largely hate illegal immigrants, and they have a plan. Most Americans have a plan in their mind for stopping illegal immigrants, and that includes a wall.
Yeah, I think that there's more. If you went up and asked your average American which they feel more passionate about, the war on drugs or getting rid of illegal immigrants, most people are going to be more anti-illegal immigrants than the war on drugs.
I agree with you.
I think most people agree that the war on drugs is a failure, but if you look at the polls out there, there is a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment
there. There totally is, but that's only because it's being fed from both sides.
Yes.
Nobody is taking the pro-immigrant position, except for some immigrant groups, and of course they're just looked at as being the enemy. No Republicans and Democrats, for the most part, I'm sure there are exceptions, but that no one is making waves on the radio or on television about, hey, wake up Americans, this isn't going to work. I mean, most Americans, as you say, would probably agree that the war on drugs has been an abject failure. Let's apply the principles we've learned from the war on drugs to this proposed war on immigration and show Americans crystal clear that this is not a war that's going to be any more effective. And it's a saleable position if someone would just have the courage to take it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Seth in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Seth.
Yes, I think you guys really need to realize that it's quite possible to round up all the illegals with the money that we're spending in Iraq to defend the country.
What?
Why can't you go ahead and have the ability to do that?
We are spending billions in Iraq, and I would agree with you on that. It's poor fiscal policy to do what we're doing in Iraq. We're basically spending our grandchildren's future. Would you like to spend our grandchildren's future on rounding up illegals?
Hey, bud, if you go ahead and really solve the problem with getting rid of the school, like, for example, I train...
Hold on a second, if you would. I want to bring you back so you can outline your plan, because I want to know what Seth's plan is for rounding up the illegals. Let's presume Seth could get all the money that's being spent on the military and spend it on rounding them up. Let's find out how that would work. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens and dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com. As we go back to Seth in Texas, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Now, Seth, you were going to get into, you had said that go ahead.
I think what the real, what I'm trying to say is the resources that are currently being spent on illegals, anything that could be proposed could be paid for if that was the case. And the other thing is the Constitution, as far as it being reinterpreted, he's not reinterpreting it. He's kind of stating what pretty much was how the viewpoint was, because Native Americans weren't considered citizens, and there was bills that were tried to pass to say that they were. So I don't understand how you can say somebody comes over illegal in this country just to be able to become a citizen.
Well, black people weren't citizens either.
That's why they passed the amendment under the 14th or 15th Amendment after the Civil War.
Yeah.
Okay, so there. But if you look at 1877, there was a bill that was going to talk about the Native Americans that were going to be citizens. It was also a very racist bill, and I'm not really recurring to the fact that it was a racist bill, but the fact that the people's outlook on the Constitution at that point was obvious that just because you're in this country didn't mean you were a citizen.
Okay,
as far as Native
What
I'm saying is you criticize the fact that the resources can't be there to get all the illegals out.
You misunderstood. We had a short period of time to talk, and I guess we completely miscommunicated to you. there are plenty of resources out there that the government has. They've got billions of tax dollars, and you're suggesting that they take those billions out of the Iraq war and put it into immigration enforcement.
No, not just Iraq. The fact that their kids can go to school here, get all medical benefits they can't. What I'm saying is if you got rid of all that, you would save so much money. So it might be an initial cost, but it's going to pay for itself because then they're gone. You don't have
Seth, I want to understand something. I just want to understand. I understand where you're coming from on shifting money around to your favorite government program. So let's just say
one thing is get rid of them. But
I agree with your favorite government program to get rid of them.
I agree with you.
I don't like your program.
Well, wait. I agree with getting rid of welfare. I agree with getting rid of that. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here.
But you're saying, okay, get rid of that and then take the money that they were spending on welfare and enforce the immigration laws.
What I'm saying is you get them all out and then you cut the welfare and
get who out?
How are you going to take 20 million people out?
I want to take this one step at a time. You're saying don't cut welfare first. You're saying get them out first and then cut welfare?
No, listen. What I'm trying to say is I think you should cut all the programs. Does that make sense? I think you should cut them all out, all right?
Right,
we'll call
those programs welfare. Now, do you want to cut welfare first or do you want to get them out first?
Hey, man, which one do you think would be better? Yeah,
same time.
It's fine with me if you can't. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's fine, Seth. Now we're just walking you through this. And now let me have you just outline your vision, since you believe this can be done.
A cop every time he stops somebody because he's already stopping them anyway. Instead of just letting them go, and then when I get stopped, you know, I get the 5th or 10th degree on everything. And if they get arrested or anything, they're let go. The government doesn't care. That's the problem. See, the federal government that's already supposed to be enforcing the laws isn't enforcing the laws because they're creating this immigration because they want that.
So you're saying that every American needs to... Well, hold on. Let's look at what you're suggesting here. You're saying that every single American needs to carry government-issued identification around with them in case they're stopped by the police, right?
No, see, I don't think that either. That's the problem.
Well, how the hell are they going to know if you're an immigrant or not?
Huh?
How are the cops, when they pull you over, how are they going to know whether or not
you're
an immigrant?
If you want to do it for driver's license, I don't have a problem with it. My bigger problem is when I get stopped just walking on the side of the road because I have a sign protesting something. They want to sit there and kind of give me the riot act about that. I don't really like that.
I've been pulled over before when I didn't have my driver's license on me, and I'm glad that I didn't get shipped out to Cuba or something because they thought I was an illegal immigrant.
Right, that's what you're going to get more of, Seth, with your program, is they're going to harass as many people as they possibly can.
They're already pulling them over anyway, man.
Why are they pulling them over?
Hey, I agree
you assume
with you.
That, you
usually,
assume that they know that these people are legal and illegal, like they have legal and illegal
written
on their forehead.
How many police officers have you actually talked to, man, down here in Texas? Because I can tell you plenty of them that will sit there and tell you the same things I'm telling you. They let them go.
They may very
well
do
that. They know they're illegal.
That.
They don't even speak English, man. They don't have a driver's license.
So what? That doesn't mean anything.
Are you telling me that somebody can't be in this country legally and not speak English?
Huh?
Are you telling me that somebody can't be in this country legally and not speak English?
No, because there's quite a few people that don't understand the English language, period, and they're fifth-generation Americans. What I'm trying to say is...
Do you want to kick them out?
What I'm trying to tell you is like everything... That's just it. You try to pull up something I'm not even arguing about. I'm just trying to say
what I'm saying is that you said that it was easy to find these people and kick them out, and I don't hear that yet.
Well, they're in schools, man. They're in public schools. I could name plenty of them that are in private schools.
How does the public school know if somebody's legal or illegal?
The same way
I do, you think
man.
There's a big computer in the sky?
How do you know?
They're brown.
How do I know? Because you come across people and you know. You see them on the side of the road down in Central Bryan.
The brown ones.
Wait,
they're the illegals.
They're day laborers, man. I'm a contractor.
You got nothing. You're imagining whether these people are illegal or not. You don't have any actual evidence.
I've done day labor before. Do you want to kick me out of the country?
You're not brown enough,
Mark. I can ask them and they'll tell me.
Well, you know what? When you start kicking them out, they'll start lying to you.
Yeah, and they're going to start getting fake identification.
You're saying you don't have to have any identification to prove something? So if your mom dies or father dies, and they're just going to give it to anybody who claims to be you? No, you're going to have some sort of identification.
I think the executor of the will of my mother's will probably know who I am.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
No, no, no. Here's the deal. If it doesn't, though, you still have to have some ID. You can't say that you don't have to have some sort of identification.
So you are going to require all Americans to carry government-issued identification.
You should have it if it comes to that point. You got to go to court over it. Yeah, you should be able to prove something.
Okay, I see. So you are essentially in favor of the police state, then?
The national ID?
No, I'm not. How are you else are you going to be able to prove something when you go to court?
Well, what I'm telling you is these IDs are fake, are easy to fake. I can go to a flea market and I can buy a fake ID.
And you're also telling me that
you
have this ID.
You guys are stretching.
No, I'm not. Go to a flea market.
Okay, then how about I go to your bank and get all your money out of your bank because I don't have a driver's license that has your name. I mean, come on, man. You've got to have something.
Look, if I identify myself to my bank, that's my business. But identifying myself, but you forcing me to identify myself to a bureaucrat in order to enforce your happy little rule stinks.
He didn't know what you said.
All right, let me go to your bank and take your money, and then
right. I just addressed that. I said if I want to identify myself to my bank, that's fine and dandy. But if I have to identify myself to some officious bureaucrat, some cop with a gun on his hip, because of your rule to enforce your immigration policy, because I don't want that, then your rule stinks. Now, I make a voluntary association with my bank.
What you're talking about
is not voluntary.
Tell me this. What's going to happen when I go to your bank and take your money, and then the bank says, well...
My God, you are dense, Seth.
I'm going to say
a lot of people didn't speak the English language.
You have to show some form of identification, or somebody else.
Let's clarify something for you. There are voluntary interactions, and then there are coercive interactions. When you're interacting with your bank, you voluntarily set up an agreement with those people to show them certain identification requirements and that sort of thing. When you're interacting with bureaucrats, it's all arbitrary.
So where do you get this identification? Then make all the legal people get that identification that you're talking about.
I'm going to get it from a flea market.
Like
Thanks for the call, Seth. You are out of control. This guy is so dense.
I don't think he listened to a word we said.
No, he doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to. He doesn't even have a plan. His plan is he knows him when he sees him. I can tell they're illegal. Just drive down them day laborers. They're all illegal. And they'll tell you. Just ask them. Oh, give me a break. As soon as they start deporting more people, all of a sudden they're not going to be so forthcoming with their legal status. And the idea of being able to eject 10 to 20 million people from this country is an exercise in futility.
Some states.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free that we do ask you voluntarily. Support the show by, well, supporting us through the AMP program. It's an easy way to do it. It's completely voluntary. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You sign up via PayPal or any major credit card or one of our alternative options. And, send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it makes a big difference for us because we can advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live with that money. It's money that doesn't go to paychecks. It comes right in and goes right back out into getting this show on more radio stations, which we're going to be announcing a new one here in a few moments, which is really cool, coming up in hour three. So getting more stations on board, getting more listeners on board via the Internet, and spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you and you'd like to get your hands on some of the AMP-only perks, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now then, I sort of flippantly got rid of Seth in that last segment. He asked, well, you know, in the absence of government identification, how would you identify yourself? He was really concerned. We were talking about immigration, and I was suggesting that, well, Seth's position was that everyone must have a government-issued identification card for when the police pull people over and try to determine whether or not they're immigrants. This was his plan. He has this sort of strange plan for...
Because he says it's easy to round up all the millions of so-called illegal immigrants.
Right. According to him, you just go to the Home Depot and you pick up all the day laborers, because that's
I'm not saying that his plan's entirely flawed. I mean, if you were to pick... Every time an illegal alien got into an auto accident, got pulled over by a police officer or something like that, if they had, supposing... Now, remember, the FBI doesn't even have email. They don't have a working email system.
Some do. Some don't.
But you see, the government has some trouble with, you know, making their information work and making agencies talk to each other. But let's say that there was a big computer in the sky that allowed a local police officer to, you know, some kind of access to a data bank that they could run information. You know, this person's driver's license is invalid. This is a counterfeit license, which I think they could probably know that. And as a result, you know, we have somebody that needs to be investigated. They would take arrest them, take them back to the station, try to figure out whether they were legal or illegal at that point. I've got to pay to feed this person while they're in jail. I've got to pay to do all this investigation. I don't want to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
he does.
Yeah, right. I understand he does, and he wants to send the
government. He'd like to force you to pay for it.
Right. That's what he wants to do. Is he wants to force me to pay for it, and it's wrong. I just don't want that.
Also, I wanted to clarify something, and that is that he asked, well, if there weren't government ID, then how would your bank be able to prove who you were? And the fact is, people in a free marketplace would demand identification. They would demand that you be who you say you are, mm-hmm. and so market identification providers would spring up. I mean, there would absolutely, in the absence of a government ID, which isn't going away anytime soon, but the absence of a government ID, of course there would be private identification.
I have a college ID that's somewhat private.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I'm sure that the banks would start using things like fingerprints or something like that.
Whatever they need to.
But
whatever the market will bear.
The reason that I don't want to give my bank my fingerprint currently is because I know that the banks and the government are in bed. And the government having my fingerprint is not going to result in anything good for me.
Yep.
Not one thing. There's nothing that's going to benefit me by the government getting my fingerprint. The only thing they could do is say, ooh, you're bad. You've done things. You've got a felony conviction. We're going to get you.
You know, for immigration controllers like Seth in Texas to really honestly tell themselves that their lifestyle would not change at all were they to actually have this mass campaign of
right.
trying to arrest so-called illegals, that their lifestyle wouldn't be interrupted, they wouldn't be harassed any extra by the police, it seems a little bit fantastic to me.
Well, there's going to have to be, roadside checks. I mean, they're going to have to do checkpoints, roving checkpoints to find people.
Business raids.
Yeah, they're going to have to be business raids. People that have businesses. And Americans, they like to do bad things to people, that have businesses. But if you make it more expensive for a business to do business, and remember, you do business with businesses every single day.
Mm-hmm.
The only way for a business to make money is if they pay for all the stuff they pay for, and then they make some profit on top of it. So what you're going to do is you're going to cost businesses a great deal of money in order to comply with whatever government rules are out there, and it's not easy. You need HR people to do this crap. So and payroll is a huge issue as far as costs of things. So there, once again, he's gonna pay the price, and he's gonna make me pay the price.
Oh, but Mark, because it's Seth's program, it won't be a boondoggle because Seth
right.
and
the
his
government
friends
won't
will
screw
put it together.
Up this program, like they
right.
screwed up the last one.
Just give enough money, and they'll just get the job done.
And he's right.
In 2 months.
He is right that the government does want illegals in this country. You know, it's good for big business. It's good for businesses in general. It's good for the economy. Yes, they want them,
and some of them pay taxes.
If it's good, then why don't we want them?
I do.
Yes, I do too.
Let's
I
go
want
to the
illegals in this country.
We've got David on the line.
I want them to be legal.
In Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
He doesn't realize that they're not just going to be checking brown-skinned, Spanish-speaking people. They're going to make everybody show ID. You know, it's going to be like, show your papers. And I don't
right. Well, the TSA doesn't just shake down Muslim-looking people going
right.
through the airport,
I'm not
do
gonna, I don't want to live in America that's like Nazi Germany. I think Ron Paul knows that 85% of the population think America holds the monopoly on freedom. I think it's like back when Jesus was alive, you could only get your sins forgiven through the Jewish church, and Jesus was like, no, it's for all nations. It's for all the people. And that's what our Declaration says, I think. And people don't want to accept that, because I think it comes down to if you have a generous heart or a greedy heart or a selfish heart. I want more free people because I see more freedom taken away. And if we have more free people, it's going to be hard to take freedom away. We come to a time in the evolution of man right now that borders is not where it's at. We know it brings contention. We know it brings war. We know it brings corruption and monopolies. More free people is the answer. That's what our forefathers told us. And when more people come here, we get more freedoms, not less
yep.
freedoms.
Man,
and,
you got
and
it
I
down,
think
dude.
They're like the segregationists, these people, man.
Sure
they want to segregate unfree people from me being the free American. No, America is for the world. It's for all nations. It's for all mankind because it is the way of life, free.
People like Seth would like to change the inscription on the base of the Statue of Liberty. They don't want the unwashed masses. They don't want the tempest tossed. They don't want those people, them, coming here.
It was okay
when it was their
ancestors.
Freedom, man. they hold it, they cherish it. And if they look at the records, the most ethnic group in the Medal of Honor winners is Mexican Americans, man. I'd lock them on my side if anything goes down. That's what I say.
Thank you, David. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Somebody that has taken the time. I mean, it's one thing for us to sit here and say, hey, we moved from Florida to New Hampshire. Well, that's no big deal. It's 1,500 miles within the same borders, the same country. But for someone to have given up their family and their friends in the place where they live, whether it's Poland or Mexico or Bolivia, wherever, for someone to have given up their life in their home country and to have made the trip to America by boat or by plane or by walking, whatever it takes, on a bicycle, if they've managed to get here, who are you to tell them to go away? They've come here for a chance at living life in a free country, or at least what they perceive to be a more free country than where they came from. And damn it, they gave everything up to come here, and now you're going to just unceremoniously boot them out?
The immigrant bigot's line to that is, well, these immigrants are different than my ancestors because they get here and they live in clustered enclaves. They choose to continue to speak their own language, and they want to secede a portion of the United States back to Mexico or create its own country.
All just paranoid rambling.
Right. Well, the first part is, that one part about seceding the nation, that is paranoid rambling.
There may be a couple of guys that
think
that way.
There may very well be, but I mean, it's like saying that all black people are Black Panthers. Not
right.
Fair. Secondly,
or that all whites are in the Klan.
Look, have you ever heard of the term Little Italy, Little China, Little Poland? Little Poland was in Chicago. Little Italy and Little
Chinatown still exists?
Chinatown. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. But, I mean, these are in the major cities. Why? Because people of certain ethnicities clustered in certain areas. And in many of those places, we went to Washington, D.C., and we were in Chinatown there in D.C. We watched two Chinese ladies yammer back and forth in Chinese. You know
what?
It was
authentic.
I didn't feel like my freedom was threatened.
No, I felt authentic. I felt like, man, we're eating some
darn
good General
Tso's jobs.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And it's not only a paranoid, but they're just full of misinformation and just out-and-out lies. It's just not true that people continue to speak their original language for generations. What is true is that after a couple of generations, they don't speak their original language anymore at all, for the most part. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
How